Welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids and also help you to improve your relationship with them. As we all know, it's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children. Because young children who grow with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stand a better chance of developing happy and content relationships with others in their life. So today, our topic is about breastfeeding and postpartum. Because our theme for this month is newborn, that's why we're still talking about breastfeeding. So if you're a new mom, this is for you. I'm going to start by telling you the 8 myths about breastfeeding. One of the myths is breastfeeding should come naturally. If you're a mom, you will know that is a myth. It doesn't happen naturally. Second myth is nipple shape matters. Third myth means small breasts won't make enough milk. That's a myth. Number four myth is if breastfeeding starts out difficult, it will get worse. That's not true. Number five myth is nipple pain is normal. Not really. Not true. Number six myth is baby should only nurse from one breast at each feeding. That took me a while for me to get that you can actually breastfeed your baby you using both, maybe you alternate each breast. And the last myth is only breastfed babies are strong and healthy. Don't get me wrong, breastfeeding is really good. It makes you have bond with your children, your baby. But if your baby refuses to take it, you can still butterfell them and they will still be strong and healthy. So now breastfeeding your baby. Breastfeeding can be hard, like we all know, especially if your baby refuses to accept it, like I said earlier. What can you do? You may keep trying or speak to your midwife. But before you start, you need to think about this question. Are you going to breastfeed or use formula in the first 6 months? So this is your choice. It's your baby. And let me start by saying this though. Whichever way you choose to feed your baby is up to you. And I know we've read breastfeeding isn't supposed to hurt, but at the beginning it does. Even if you're doing it right. So if you're having trouble with milk production or can't get your baby to fall asleep, don't beat yourself up at all. It happens. Talking from experience, some babies will accept breast and some won't. So don't let anyone put you down about, okay, if you decide not to breastfeed, you know your body and you know your baby. No one knows your journey. So no one should be passing judgment at you. If breastfeeding isn't the best option for you and your baby, that's totally okay. You can still be a wonderful parent and have a happy, healthy baby if you choose to formula feed. And if you decide to breastfeed, that's great too. And it is a wonderful way to bond with baby. But go easy on yourself. Having baby is already a challenging experience and it's often a bumpy start for some mom. So it takes time. It's a real work, okay? Be easy on yourself, guys. In the end, just do what you feel is best, okay? Don't let anyone make you feel bad about this. Yes, so now you're sleeping, baby sleeping. Sometimes you hear or read about new parents being exhausted But in the first few days, you can run well on adrenaline because of the way things are. Your body has to go back to how it is. So everything is crazy at the first few weeks or few days. Then slowly, the lack of sleep starts not only catch up with you, but overtake you and rule your life. You will be sleeping every time. In the early week, most baby doze off on your chest after feeding. Most new moms would prefer to put their baby in a cot. Yeah, they don't want the baby in their bed, but it usually doesn't work like that. I remember you get a cot, and most times the cot is just gonna be there. Your baby is, because for convenience sake, you want your baby next to you, and you're so tired anyway. So nobody wants to wake up early, late at night to go and feed baby. So most time your baby is next to you on the bed, at least for those first nights. So do what works for you anyway and your baby. Please remember this: everything is a phase. You may have a good week with your baby this week, and the following week you're struggling because they just won't stop crying. Guess what? It's okay, because it will change too. So don't worry at all, okay? So now we're going to talk about postpartum. The postpartum period is commonly defined as the 6 weeks after childbirth. This is a very important time for both you and your newborn baby as you're trying to know each other. In the first few hours and days after childbirth, you will experience many changes, both physically and emotionally. Over the next 6 weeks or so, your reproductive tract will slowly return to the way it was before you became pregnant. But if you have a C-section, your recovery will be different from that of a vagina delivery. Okay? So here are some of the things you may experience after giving birth to your baby. You will have weak pelvic after giving birth. Yes. Number two, every time you breastfeed your baby, you will feel some pain because there's something that is going back to where whatever is really, I can't explain it, but you will feel that pain, like contraction pain. It happened. Bleeding, number three, you will bleed a lot for the first few days because the blood, you know, it's heavy and bright and red and may contain blood clot. Because everything, remember, your body is going back to normal how it was before you had the baby. It will get lighter in color, don't worry, okay? And your breasts will get bigger and painful. Your belly may still look like you're pregnant. It will get better, don't worry. You might lose your hair, but it will grow back. And going to toilet, oh my God, nobody tells you this. When you go to toilet after you had a baby, it can be very painful. All right, guys, but don't worry, you'll be fine. Baby clothing. Please don't buy too much newborn clothes, okay? Don't buy too much clothes. Your baby will be in a nappy and a sleeping suit most of the time. And they have grown everything in a week or so. So maybe buy a few night wears, like sleeping suit that they wear, you know, the ones that they wear together, and blankets, and maybe hats and nappies. Newborn don't really need too much clothing, okay? So, but another thing you should get is first aid kits. Get some first aid kits, because sometimes you never know, and just in case you need it, at least it's with you at home. You may need to check your baby's temperature as well at night. So you need a thermometer, okay? Well done, guys. Congratulations again if you are a new mom. So my final thought, having a baby is a blessing and a joyful thing. We all know that. So enjoy this moment with your little one. They don't stay babies for long. Also, if you're a new mom, please remember all children are different. As you know, I have 4 children. And every birth is different. Yes. Some can be easy and some might be a bit challenging. But let's try to be intentional and deliberate with our parenting daily, okay? Because research shows that 85% of our brain cells, we develop it before age 3. So giving your baby a great start is very important. Nurture, please. Nurture with love and caring. Because as we know, young children will grow with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents. They stand a better chance of developing happy and content relations with others in their life. So be intentional, guys, please. And always remember, raising your child, a child, is like building a house. So you need to have a plan and stick to it. Yes, sometimes it might not work, but it's okay. Things may not happen exactly the way we want it. We know that. But it's okay. At least you know you're deliberate and you're conscious about your parenting every day. We just need to try. Try. We need to keep trying our best every day with our children. Okay? Congratulations once more. New moms and new dads. And happy parents. And thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe or go to our Facebook and join our Facebook group, Positive Parenting with Olu. When you get to our Facebook page or on Facebook, just search for Positive Parenting with Olu. Every Friday, I give some educational worksheets for children. And every other day, I give parenting tips, and you will enjoy being in our group, because it's a parenting group. You can engage, you feel free to ask questions. We're also on Instagram, Positive Parenting with Olu. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and share this. Please share this podcast with any new moms, okay? Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye.